But if you drop it something like on something hard, it would break. Mm-hmm. I had one. I had one I moved here. When I moved out the country, I had one. Mm-hmm. I kept in my nest. I swap around in the nests. So mm-hmm. did. You could bomb kind of regular.
Setting ends, I forgot to ask you, when the old hen would have her chickens, what would you do with her? Did you put her in something?
In a coop. We had coops made to put her in.
And the idea there was to save the chickens from being...
keep her from killing them all from the chew and stuff and letting some catch them or they could keep them up. Three or four days, and then turn them out, and she come prop the coop up, and when she come in at night, she'd go up under the coop with the babies.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask you how you used to wash the dishes when you told
me? We had a dish pan. We washed the dishes in. We didn't have no sinks in the kitchen. We heat the water in the kettle and pour it in the dish pan, and use some soap or some. There ain't no much washing powder them days. Use soap and wash the dishes and scald them and drown them.
Mm-hmm. I see you've got a sink now. What do most people call that thing that you turn and let the water off?
Faucet.
That's a faucet. Mm-hmm. If you mentioned you had a molasses barrel, you just had a... It wasn't anything you turned. It was just
a funnel. You pull that stopper out the last
stopper. Mm-hmm. And if you had something in the yard to turn and let the water out, what would that be? A faucet too? Is that
in a yard?
No, you're talking about a hydrant.
A hydrant?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was late years when I got so I had hydrants.
Mm-hmm. You never call that a spigot?
Call it what?
A spigot. You mentioned that you didn't buy very much at the store in the way of clothes. Suppose you took something to the store to show the merchant the kind of cloth you wanted. What was it that you took? Suppose you had a little piece of cloth like that, and you said, I want 10 yards of this.
Yeah.
What would you call this little piece that you take up to him?
Scrap.
Just a scrap.
Scrap.
Did you make the... aprons that you wore, or what kind of?
Yeah, made the wide aprons.
Would they come all the way up, or just stop?
No, just come around this way. Waist apron, the band on the waist apron. Mm-hmm.
You had a bib apron.
No.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned an uncle of yours that was hurt the gym. He wore a jumper.
Mm-hmm. He wore a jumper. Had on jumper.
Now, what was the jumper? Would you explain that?
It was something like a coat. Something like a coat, but you call it a jumper.
Made out of blue denim.
Mm-hmm. Blue denim, And had the whole suit, the overall, and the whole suit, the jumper too. But it wasn't no coat. It ain't lined like a coat. You can get some of them now lined, mm-hmm. but it was just like this swell.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And they call that a jumper.
Then the overalls mm-hmm. come up. Like this.
Uh-huh. With a bib on. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever use the word blue jeans?
Mm-hmm.
You did. And that.
Blue come down to the waist.
Just
to the waist.
I suppose you had a girl who enjoyed sitting in front of the mirror and working with her hair and all that. You say, well, she sure likes to what?
Yeah. Cramp.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that about a man, or?
No, I ain't see what you say about a man.